Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Congresswoman Angie Craig says passage of the so-called skinny farm bill in the House Ag Committee this morning has not been a bipartisan process, the ranking Democrat told members.
This bill will not restore lost export markets or lower input costs. It doesn't help American children, seniors, and veterans afford their groceries, or states and counties avoid an unfunded mandate that shifted those SNAP costs to them.
Craig also says it ignores hemp farmers in Minnesota and other states and does not include year-round E15. Republican Congressman Brad Finstead says this legislation is written by farmers for farmers and by rural Americans for rural America. With skyrocketing health insurance premiums hitting Minnesotans, DFL House members unveiled what they're calling their affordability agenda at the Capitol. Representative Robert Bierman of Apple Valley.
We need to move forward toward a universal system. We know Minnesota's healthcare system has a history of leading in this country. MinnesotaCare is one example. We can and must do more to address a critical and fundamental need we all share. Affordable health care.
The Democrats unveiled a full package of bills to address higher groceries, child care, energy, and housing prices. They say their bills won't have much of a cost to them. Republicans have already said they will not agree to any tax increases for new bills. Authorities in southern Minnesota are investigating a shooting reported earlier this week and asking for the public's assistance. Fribourg County deputies were called around 10:30 Tuesday night for reports of possible gunfire in northeastern Clark's Grove, about 10 miles north of Albert Lee. No injuries have been reported. Investigators are asking residents in that area to review any home or business security footage captured between 10 and 11 p.m. In other headlines, the Salvation Army's 6th annual food drive is underway. Spokesman Dan Furry says the number of Minnesotans needing assistance to make ends meet continues to rise.
Summer is a tough time because, you know, kids are out of school, and a lot of people who rely on meals at their school, breakfast and lunch, do not get those. And so we want to make sure we're prepared.
The new U.S. drought monitor map suggests the snowpack has gone in several parts of the state. More than a third of Minnesota is in a moderate drought, two-thirds is abnormally dry, and just over 3% is in a severe drought. It's puppy day at the Capitol, back for its ninth year. Lawmakers and staff are getting some much-needed puppy time today, thanks to the Animal Humane Society. But the event isn't just about cute faces and wagging tails. The Humane Society is using the day to spotlight its 2026 legislative priorities. This is MNN.